This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. We're in your ears like one of those things from Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
What's they?
You know, they put like the worm things in Chekhov's ear and it whispers in his ear and says, kill Captain Kirk.
That's
or,
it?
Or molest Mr. Spock.
Are you thinking of a Babelfish?
No. You've seen The Wrath of Khan where Khan puts a worm thing in their helmet. Then puts
oh,
their
yeah,
helmets
that
on.
That rings a bell.
And it goes in their ears and makes them dust stuff.
Right.
So we're like that.
I remember the one where they copy Star Wars and slice open an animal after breaking out of prison and Kirk has to smoke a cigarette because a sexy girl smokes a cigarette.
Yeah, it's not a cigarette though, is it? It's dope.
Is it a jazz cigarette?
It is a naughty cigarette, yes.
I think both cigarettes are naughty, aren't they?
Yeah, all cigarettes is naughty. Yeah, that's true.
They should have that on the packets.
Cigarettes is naughty.
Yeah, naughty cigarettes. You're naughty. Bad.
Bad.
Naughty.
So, it's episode 132 of Sunday Supplement, in case you're wondering.
132, that's quite a long way, isn't it? Into, like, numbers. We will never be as old as our podcast, Simon.
We're older than our podcast.
No. If our podcast came out once a year.
So if podcast years were a week long, like dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Dogs aren't a week long, they're about 2 foot long.
Ugh, stop confusing distance with time again. You're not Han Solo. Did you get a newspaper, more importantly?
Yes, I'm very annoyed.
Why?
Well, I thought, I know, I'm going to splash out on the Sunday Telegraph, right?
Right. That sounds filthy.
Yeah, exactly. I was literally, I got my lube out, I was ready to go, open up the plastic thing, and there's already a hole in it, and somebody's nicked 7. They've nicked the blue magazine out of it, including my free DVD about how to grow root vegetables, which I was planning on watching.
I know how to grow a root vegetable. For nerf. I got, haha, by the way, I got the foot.
What?
I got the foot. That's what it's called. A foot.
AFT.
Yeah.
That comes out on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's the foot weekend.
That comes out on a
right.
Saturday.
You haven't got a supplement, and mine comes out on a Saturday, so between us...
I've got plenty of bloody supplements. I got, like, flopping out all over the place.
We should do Cut Out and Keep, otherwise the podcast will be shorter than Amy Pond's skirt.
Look at you and your comic relief references. I actually went out and raised money, Simon.
I've been raising money all month for comic relief by selling my book, Rotten Apple, on Amazon. I'm really annoyed that you guessed what the foot was. I was hoping you'd think it was a new magazine.
What, called the foot?
Yeah.
Paediatric Times?
Yeah.
But can't call itself Paediatric Times because Daily Mail readers get confused and start to burn stuff.
That's a very obscure joke that hopefully people will get without us having to explain.
No, they won't. If anybody's stupid enough to listen to this podcast, they're not going to be clever enough to get that. Well, I don't know. I imagine our readers are very actually cerebrally clever, but common sense poor, if you know what I mean. The sort of people who, if you're carrying something big like a television or a sofa, will look at you carrying it and not get out of the way, but smile, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what you should do, is alienate our listeners by telling them they're rubbish. That's what
no,
I'm for, to direct your ire at.
I don't have an ire. I'm just pissed off. One of them, right, it could have been one of our listeners, could have gone in to the supermarket this morning, sliced open my supplement packet.
Could have been me.
No.
Could
no,
have
you can't travel. You can only go about 5 miles a day.
Right. Anyway, I've got the Financial Times, which is the best. We both agree is the best.
Well, it's pink.
Well, it's the best. It's just the best.
Pink.
And it's just full of brilliant stuff. I could do the column about Peter Cook, which is just a column about Peter Cook for no other reason. They just want to talk about Peter Cook.
What do they talk about him?
Not telling you. Or the column about how to avoid clamping fines. Yeah. There's
God.
Articles about Bangladesh. And Serbian revolution. In fact, there's just too much good stuff in it. But luckily, on the front page, where normally you'd have an index, they've got an index, but next to it, they've got the best bits of the magazine in a précis form. Yeah.
So they've done your job for you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's even better. So they got five quotes, and they're all really good. I'm going to read them out. Ready? Revolutionary. It's not the usual career choice. I like that one. Then there's, I really do hope that what I've come up with today is worthy of the hens. Out of context, I find that hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Deborah Devonshire on chicken keeping.
I thought so. I thought it must be to do with chick feed or something like that. I mean, how can you tell if it's worthy of a hen? I mean, they're chickens.
Being a grump has never been easier. It's absolutely maddening. Then there's this one, which I like. There is perhaps the tiniest bit of cosmic confusion over who exactly is attending the school. The children who just go there, or the parents who revere and bask in it. And that's about the New York school's admission season, which is quite an interesting article. And then this is my favourite. Damn you, Henry Kissinger, for calling my country a basket case.
And who's there said that about what?
Tamina Annam. And she returned to her homeland on its 40th birthday. And that's about Bangladesh.
Hey!
So can you beat an entire brilliant supplement with your imaginary supplement that someone nicked, apparently?
Well, no, I've got things like, I've got the columns in there. So I've got Sandy Toxfig.
I'm
so that's all right. Well, she's just going on about how it's good to laugh.
It is good to laugh. Laughter is a good medicine, apparently.
Well, no, she doesn't even say that. She just says, you know, after world tragedies, you don't feel like laughing, and then you do, and it's funny.
So when I was choking on my cup of tea a minute ago, you were pissing yourself. So that was supposed to make me feel better, apparently.
Well, I thought actually the idea of me urinating would make you laugh, and therefore aid the choking.
That's just a golden shower, and I do not want to get into that realm.
There's a realm of golden showers? What level of World of Warcraft are you on?
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad Pratchett novel. The realm of the golden shower. So come on, what have you got?
Well, I've got a guy, you know, one of these classic Telegraph writery people whinging on about buying wedding presents, which is quite good, but not very good at all, because I hate him. And then there's a bit about, can toothpaste save the world? Good headline.
And can it?
No, but basically it's in the business section and it's like one of the Prince's Trust things about basically everybody with surplus stock puts it through to a smaller charity who then gives it to other charities.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And, you know, it's something like £80 million worth of stuff that avoids going into landfill.
Is it mostly toothpaste?
It is mostly toothpaste and stick-on tattoos, which apparently are very popular in women's shelters. It's bizarre. All sorts of weird stuff.
Right, okay.
And I've got gardening. I've got the best bird feeders. I've got my worst buy, our timeshare. We used it once in 11 years. Idiot.
Twat.
I've got a whole section called food and drink, which is obviously done by some sort of corporate food and drinks manufacturer conglomerate, saying how great food and drink is.
Basically, what you're saying is you haven't got your main supplement.
I've got Monty's World, which is Monty Don holding a lettuce, showing you his beautiful bushes.
I win. Even Monty Don's bush doesn't beat anything I've got.
You give your little, like, summary of crap, right? I've just given you a much more interesting summary of crap. Therefore, I win.
It's Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are real from the Sunday Telegraph. One of which she has made up, plucked out of the ether, removed from her bottom. And it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farcical.
My bottom isn't made out of ether.
Yeah, but it's really funny.
What, my bottom?
Isn't ether laughing gas?
No.
Is that the joke I made?
No, that's nitrous oxide.
But they used to give ether instead of nitrous oxide, didn't they? So it sort of made sense. But not really. So my insult was rubbish. Just hit me with articles.
All of these articles, except one, obviously,
are from your missing supplement. No.
No, are from the food and drink, which is the Integrator Food Productivity Systems.
So it's an advertising pullout. potentially.
Yes. Right, all okay. About how great the food industry is. Number one, tasting success for 23 years.
Boring. Move on.
Number two, hungry for success.
I sense a pattern emerging. Go on.
An appetite to succeed.
Appetite to succeed. Yeah.
And finally, success smells sweet and salty.
How does something smell salty?
I don't really understand, other than it's about them pumping smells around bakeries.
Right.
So things that smell salty. And it's different to savoury, because it's not cheese.
Right. You sure it doesn't say sweat?
No, it's definitely sweets. Success right. Smells sweet and salty. But to me, that makes me think it sounds rude to me because I am a child.
Yeah. You haven't made it easy, have you?
They're all puns around success.
Tasting success, hungry for success, appetite to succeed. It's too many sibilant S's. Success smells sweet and salty.
I mean, the last one, I could have replaced it with food labelling, a sticky problem.
See, I was going to say that last one was the one you made up, and you tried to cover your tracks there.
And then another one, which is just the job.
Either way, I am going for success smells sweet and salty as the one you have made up.
Yeah, all right. But
yes!
It's such a crappy thing. I read it thinking, actually, this might be quite interesting. They've got a whole thing on page 8 about big brand power. It says, buying food for the family is an emotive issue, which is why brands still matter. And they talk as though that the supermarkets creating their own brands will rival other brands, but the other brands are actually bigger brands than the other brands, and actually all that's happening is there are more brands. It's like, imagine there's a flu virus which looks like Joe Brand.
It's coming at you like a smack in the teeth. It's time to delve into the mailbag.
Woo!
We did letters last week, but...
Yeah, no, we did. And there's a really funny one about dogging.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's about a guy who goes on a walk because he's sketching dogs, taking photos of dogs because he, like, does advertising or something weird. And then he took a sneaky route home and then stepped over people having sex and then told an old lady he was sketching her poodle. It was good.
This is his excuse. That's why it's called dogging, of course. Dear Izzy.
Oh, hello.
With his increasingly bizarre off-air antics, odd foibles and weird shenanigans, I'm beginning to wonder if Simon is related to the Stig. Does he drive cars really fast in circles and have a helmet that smells like James May?
Ooh.
Yours in concern, Daphne.
I think...
My helmet has never been near James May. I just want to say that.
I think, having seen you drive, basically, I have never seen the Stig eat a polo. And by which I do not mean the car, I mean the little mint with a hole in it. Because that's usually the only way you can get someone to drive in a straight line without whinging. He also sits quite far forward when he drives, so he can see over the steering wheel and has to have a little bumper seat.
No, I do not!
You do?
No, I admit I have to have my seat forward because my legs are short.
You're basically humping the wheel.
But I don't have a bumper seat. That's unfair.
Dude, little stilts. Big built-up shoes so you can reach the pedals.
Also, when I go round roundabouts, I sing the Mouldy Peaches.
You do. And you also sniff a lot.
Going round roundabouts.
You sniff a lot when you're driving. When you're concentrating, you sort of look out and your eyes are really big and they don't blink. And then you go... every time a car goes past or something happens, you get quite excited. And if you wind down the window, he tends to just try and climb out.
I'm not a poodle. God's sake. If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
And also, it wasn't our fault last week's episode mucks up. Well, it's Simon's fault that last week's episode mucked up. So, kill him, not me. Don't address your complaints to Simon. Address them to Simon. Simon's in charge.
I'm going to quote you on the Simon's in charge line later.
Of the crap stuff that I don't want to be in charge of.
It's about as random as pasta.
What?
Pasta's quite random.
It's not random at all. Pasta's your staple.
It's not if you put staples in my bolognese, I would die.
No, you didn't, though, did you?
Yeah, you did try. I, when I was little, crawled through staples.
Did you? Were you left in that particular shop alone, were you?
No. What happened was I sat on the sofa, it's my earliest memory, and I could hear my sister being told off by my mum. And I thought, I'm going to go see what's going on. So I clambered down off the sofa and crawled into the kitchen. And it turned out my sister was getting told off for spilling staples all over the floor because the baby might crawl through them. So it wasn't actually the fact that she spilt staples that made me crawl through them. It was the fact she was being told off for doing it that made me crawl through. It's irony.
I know you say that's your first memory, but we should warn readers that you're a bit like a goldfish. When it comes to the length of your memory. Really, the maximum capacity for Simon's memories is about 2 weeks. So
you say I crawled off a sofa 2 weeks ago?
Yes, in your mum's house with your sister around.
Piss you. I also remember having butter spread on my thighs.
Oh, hello. How much did that cost?
That's because they tried to give the baby a bath, but did it in hot water. That was my second memory.
Why did they put butter on you? Was that just to make you taste better? I mean,
no, because butter takes the heat out of the scald.
Does it? Or doesn't it just make things taste a bit nice? Doesn't it help crisp up the skin?
They weren't trying to eat me. Do you want to play Randomizer Skyzer or not?
Oh, right. I want to play.
You can choose the Foot Weekend magazine, Home and Life, Arts and Leisure.
I will choose the Weekend magazine.
Okay, that's between page 1 and 54.
I will choose page 7.
Page 7 is... The funny thing about Britain, this is Simon Cooper on Peter Cook.
Hey.
Talking about Peter Cook's Macmillan sketches.
Macmillan.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. What can I choose?
I've got sports, and then I've got sports life.
Oh, God.
I've got business, I've got money, not really. I've got food and drink, and I've got life.
Right, let's do
and
life.
Business. Oh, okay, life.
That's
life
what this
goes
podcast
from page.
25 years in a cell.
23. You want to go for 23, so you want to go to the back of the thing and read about retirement apartments for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. Spring into your new home. Spring is in the end. It's time for you. You should be enjoying life. Move into a church or retirement living apartment where you can maintain your independence and your safety and security come as standard.
That's the demographic that your supplements are aiming for. You lose.
There's a picture of Lionel Blair looking happy.
Is he holding Monty Don, who's holding a bush?
No, he's actually holding up his hand, which is empty.
Let's navigate the flaccid ruins of Humdongeridge now. Now, the beautiful thing about the Foot is that even their rubbish bits are self-aware. On one of its pages about lifestyle, in really big wording, it says, "Diets are the most boring thing in the world, aren't they?" Which is cool. But I did find something really bad.
What?
It's in Technopolis.
Technopolis?
Yeah, which is like their technology column.
That's taking itself a bit too seriously. Technopolis.
Yeah, and this is about Dr. Dre Beats Pro Studio headphones in the Financial Times. And this is what they have to say about it. "The only thing I know about rap music is that there's a missing C at the beginning of the name. Ho, ho,
ho.
There also seems to be something missing from the professional name of one of its leading proponents, Dr. Dre. It reminds me of the East German TV star, Karl Edward von Schnitzler, known in the GDR as Herr Schnee, because his evening show critiquing Western bourgeois culture was so boring that everyone turned off the TV before the announcer had spoken his name."
That's like Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. This is too middle class even for me.
I know. That is how pretentious the Foot can get.
All right, I can outdo you. I can so outdo you. Have you ever read Ian Hollingshead?
Ian Hollingshead.
He does tongue-in-cheek spoof articles. And in the news review, he has this entire bit called The Romantic Secret Diary of Sherry Booth QC.
Right. That sounds hilarious already.
August 7th, 2010. Tony's signature, now at £30. It's just really personal attack that isn't that funny.
Does it say she looks a bit weird?
No, it's all written as hers. It's like, "God, I hate the press. My autobiography, Speaking to Myself, has just been published. Do they focus on my pioneering legal work? No, they don't. I'm very upset about this invasion of my privacy. I think the worst one's March 7th, have been asked by Ed Miliband to examine how Britain can help women in poor countries get involved in business and public life. According to Westminster Insiders, this could be the first step towards becoming a peer. I don't understand why they're obsessed with her either. I mean, is she still such a massive figurehead anymore? Her husband hasn't been Prime Minister for like 2 years. This isn't like a small little article. This is in a broadsheet. It's the entire page of a broadsheet.
Okay, does it compare Dr. Dre to a former East German TV star, Karl Edward von Schnitzler?
No, but it does show her peeking up behind a bedsheet and puts her age at 53 and a half.
You win!
Yay!
You got the rubbishest thing this week.
I hate you.
Let's see who wins this week's Whack Work Bat as we decide who has the superior supplements this week.
To be honest, it doesn't matter who has the superior supplements because you've got a paper, which is a Saturday paper. Once again, you've got more Saturday papers this year than you ever have. I got a Sunday paper.
It's not a Saturday paper, it's a weekend paper.
It comes out on a Saturday.
Happens to be.
Comes out on a Saturday. Released. It's like me getting The Guardian and saying that's a Sunday paper. It's not a Sunday paper, it's a Saturday paper.
Well, all right.
It's a Saturday paper.
Have you got a supplement?
Saturday paper.
Have you even got your main supplement?
I can win without it.
Twitter was abuzz with the fact that the main magazine from The Telegraph this week was probably the best supplement ever released.
Twitter wasn't abuzz with anything. It doesn't buzz, it tweets. That's how you know so much about social networking. You're like still using BeeBuzz or whatever it is. Buzzbee. You're so old-fashioned, you wear a Buzzbee.
Whatever. The newspaper you should have bought last Saturday to read on Sunday was the Financial Times Weekend and not The Telegraph, because The Telegraph was rubbish.
Well, I think you should have probably got, like, The Guardian or something, but I don't know.
The Guardian's on a Saturday.
FT's on a Saturday. And just because you call it The Foot does not mean that you're somehow cool.
It's called The Footsie.
It's called the FT.
The Financial Times Stock Exchange is called The Footsie, so that means the FT is The Foot.
Yeah, or whatever. Feet, actually. It could be feet.
Could be feet. Or it could be ft. Could be that noise that a bat makes when it farts.
No, it's not a bat, mate. Literally, it's a Batman guillotine, isn't it? When he's chopping all his invitations, Bruce Wayne's invitations, around his house to go, oh, look at me, I'm single.
Is that what Bruce Wayne does?
That's the only reason why he has parties at his mother's house, is to just go, oh, single.
Now, the only reason he has parties at his house is so that criminals can gatecrash it and make his life slightly awkward. He's not thought it through.
I think he has thought it through. I just think he's an attention seeker.
Anyway, before we go.
Yeah.
I've won. That's the main thing.
No, you have.
Before we go, I'm going to share with you the front page of The Sun from Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about Libya.
What, the other paper that you could have got instead of the FT? That paper that was out yesterday.
No, I'm not offering it up as a supplement. I'm saying
Saturday
this is 19th. What its front page headline was. It was about Libya, and the headline is Gaddafi Ducks.
Ha! That's brilliant.
You couldn't have sounded more insincere if you were you.
I couldn't have, but I meant it that time. That's how insincere I was. It looped back round and I fucking meant that.
Ooh, a swear. That's the first swear in the whole programme.
I think so, yes. And it all, so I'm cocking cheat, the stupid bitch.
Anyway, if you want to write to us, please do it at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave a message on our website. You can leave us a review on iTunes, or you can tweet us at Sidon or at Izzy_Lawrence.
Maybe you have an opinion about Simon's blatant cheating need to win. I think that you should write to him personally at Sidon, Sighdone, on Twitter and tell him how stupid you think he is, and how nasty he is to Izzy Lawrence.
Bye!
It's been a public service announcement on behalf of no one in particular except bored bureaucrats. I didn't tell you about that, so there's a whole bloody article about this woman complaining that her husband has to get a license to put chairs out in the street. I mean, literally, the people at the Telegraph are the most boring people in the world. Hello? Hello? Poor bitch.